And one of those providing a local flavor to the menu is Charm City Cakes. Mary Alice Yeski is Director of Marketing. Mary Alice, Charm City Cakes has been associated with the Hope in the Harbor Gala for all 3 years that it's taken place. What special creations have you made in the past for this fundraiser?
Well, we've been bringing our specialty, which is cake, which is what we do at our shop. We like to bring lots of different flavors every year, and this year we've just sort of put the finishing taste test on some new flavors at our studio, so we're hoping to bring some new flavors. We've got a really interesting cinnamon maple flavor that everyone says tastes like pancakes, and we're really excited to bring that.
How will those in attendance save room for dessert?
You know, it's funny. At this event, I think people are so excited that they don't actually feel the need to go through in any kind of proper order in terms of appetizers, you know, entrees and desserts. They do put the desserts at the end of the evening, but they make it very clear to folks that's a whole separate building, and so you get to kind of come into a whole room filled with dessert at the end. So it really is, it's kind of spectacular. I would definitely say to anyone that's planning on going to skip lunch, because you're going to need extra room.
How fulfilling is it for Charm City Cakes to be a part of this fundraiser?
Oh, I can't even tell you how wonderful this fundraiser is. Like you said, we've been doing it all 3 years. It's just gotten bigger and bigger, and been raising more and more money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. It's one of those moments where you kind of look around and you realize how much good a group of people can do if they really just sort of work together. And the amount of money raised in the silent auction, the live auction, it's really kind of takes your breath away. And you know that every one of those dollars is going to help children and help research. It's a cause you can't really argue with. It's not political. There's nothing about it that you can argue. These kids need help, and they need to get better, and they need to be treated in a place where their families can stay with them. And it's really, it just makes your heart really, really warm to know that you're doing that much good.
Sure. We all know the mission of the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is to advance cures and means of prevention for pediatric catastrophic diseases through research and treatment. So how does your participation further that cause here in Baltimore?
Well, there's lots of things within the Hope in the Harbor fundraiser. There's many places where your dollars can go. They have all kinds of amazing items in the silent auction. Every year we do a big item for the live auction, which is always very exciting. I would say the only fundraiser where we do this, where we give away basically a completely custom cake. So it can be a wedding cake, it can be a birthday cake. It's kind of the sky's the limit in terms of the winner. And every year we've had people bidding, and the amount of generosity that people have for these for this fundraiser is amazing. And I have to say, it's very exciting. I love a live auction, and it kind of gets your blood a little racy to watch these people throw up their numbers. But it's all for such a wonderful cause. So we're hoping this year will be no different, and we'll be able to raise several thousand dollars with our auction item, and all the others will be getting some big numbers in.
Mary Alice Yeski with Charm City Cakes, part of the Hope in the Harbor Gala, Thursday night, 6 to 10 at the American Visionary Art Museum.